Hello and welcome to a brand new week for the Australian share market. Well, at the moment, after a couple of hours of trade on Monday, we've got the ASX 200 under a little bit of pressure, falling by around 0.5% and sitting at around 6,680-ish at the moment. Now, basically over the past month and a half to two, every time the market's tried to crack through 6,800 points, which would mark around a 10-month high, we failed to do so and the market has basically fallen back. So lacking a little bit of that momentum at the moment, so we'll wait and see how this week pans out. But essentially, today we've got the outperformers so far this year actually doing quite poorly. It includes the banks, the energy stocks and the miners, which are all down as groups. Some of the best improvers are actually those that have been sold off in the early part of the year. So healthcare and tech, they're actually coming back quite strongly at the moment. Now, a few things to be mindful of this week. It will be quite busy. There's a lot going on. Starting today, we've got the busiest day actually of the month for updates on China's economy. So we'll get a number of updates at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight today. Tonight, the US market will also be closed for a public holiday. We've got the earnings season in the United States continuing, and that will continue for a number of weeks. The inauguration, of course, for Joe Biden midweek, and the highlight as far as data in Australia is concerned will be an update on Aussie employment on Thursday. So that's something to watch as well. As far as company news is concerned, the area that's receiving most attention is the retail space. A number of updates there. We've heard from Super Retail Group and also JB Hi-Fi with trading updates. Now, both of these companies have been well placed actually during the pandemic. In Super Retail Group's case, it said that profits should triple over the past half to around $170 million. It also flagged 23% growth in sales as well. And it's actually benefited from lockdowns, the restrictions, the border closes, and the fact that there's been a shift to outdoor activities, exercise and road travel. So it's behind Supercheap Auto, Rebel and BCF. JB Hi-Fi also, of course, sells stay-at-home products and it's done well. It flagged 23% growth in sales over the half and its shares are up 3.5%. It seems to be inspiring some buying in other retailers. Harvey Norman, Adairs, Wesfarmers, Kogan are actually all lifting today. Premier Investments, though, which did very well last week on an update, is down 2.5%, and that's because the company's chief has basically announced his resignation. Now, in part of his contract, there's a 12-month notice period, so he'll be around for a while longer. The Aussie dollar finally, 76.9 US. Enjoy the day.